Welcome to the Time Management Podcast with me, your host, Abigail Barnes. I'm a productivity coach, global speaker, time management author, and award-winning entrepreneur on a mission to share the 888 formula with the world and to remind you that it's your time. Leave it to me to bring you new time management tips, tricks, tools, and strategies, to introduce you to guests, research, and case studies from around the world, and to give you a simple five-step process you can follow to up-level your productivity, achieve your goals, and create a life that exceeds your wildest dreams. I'm so excited that you're here, so let's get started. Welcome to Time Audit Conversations. In this episode today, I am joined by special guest Caroline Milne, who is a reader of my book, Time Management for Entrepreneurs and Professionals. She did the 7-day time audit and wants to share with all of us what's happened. If you are feeling overwhelmed by everything and you would like to do your time audit, all the links are in the comments below. And if you would like to come on the show, then drop us an email. We would love to hear from you. We all get the same 24 hours, but we don't all have the same responsibilities. We don't all have the same understanding of time. We don't all have the same skill set. We haven't all been raised in the same way. Without further ado, let's roll that episode and you can hear what Caroline had to discover. Caroline, welcome to the conversation.
Oh yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Who is Caroline Milne in a nutshell?
I'm a health and wellbeing coach based in the UK, but I work with women across the world who want to take command and control of their health, of their lifestyle. It's inevitable that that opens up the question very often about time. So it was crucial for me to become really confident in time management, how to direct others in this area. And as anyone who runs their own business or is an entrepreneur knows, you start every day with a blank canvas. You can run your day as you want to, if you want to go down that route as being a business owner. And it's really important that we know the direction that we want to take our day, our week, and our life in. And for me, I moved from the corporate world into entrepreneurship. I was an architect and latterly an interior designer before I moved into the health and wellbeing space. I learned an awful lot during that transition, as everyone does. It's changed the way that I am able to live. It changes your focus. It changes your values. You know, I love every part of what I do. And a lot of that is because I get to design my day, and I now get to design how I run my day.
What shocked you the most about this 7-day time audit?
I thought I had a really good handle on my time. I thought I was super organized. I was the one with the Google Calendar, with all of the color-coded segments of the day. I thought it flowed beautifully. I thought I was... People use the word optimize a lot. Optimize, maximize. I thought I was that person that could go through their day, was getting 101 things done. And then I met you. You arrived into my world and with the time audit exercise. And I found doing that exercise that I wasn't being entirely honest with myself about where not just my time was going, but where my energy was going throughout the day. I found the first few days that I did that exercise, I managed to carve out an hour and 15 minutes every day. And then I started to ask myself the question, if you could gift yourself back an hour every single day, what would you do with that time? How would that transform your business, if that's where you chose to put it? How could that transform your mind or body, if you chose to put it in those areas? How could that transform your relationships, if you chose to put it in there? And that was when I really started to link time and value together. So I think for me, the time audit exercise was really profound in a lot of ways. One, I had to be very, very frank. But then it forced me to ask the question, okay, well, what are you going to do with this additional time that you've carved out? where are you going to put that?
What I'm hearing you say is you did the time audit, you had some quite profound realizations, which then sent you off on a series of changes. From the point of view of what life do I want to design? I love that I'm hearing you say that you were questioning yourself and asking, what do I want? Now I have the paintbrush and I see the pages clear. It's almost like it gave you the opportunity to start again with a fresh sheet. What picture do I want to paint for my business, for my life, for my relationships, for my well-being? What do you think or feel it has meant for your business, for your life, for your relationships, for your well-being?
It's massive. I think I was one of these people who started the day with a to-do list, and I had a great sense of accomplishment and achievement the more I could tick off that to-do list. I could sit back at the end of the day and sometimes look at that list and say, but what real value has that brought? How has that really moved the needle? What huge jumps have you made today? And I could look at a list of 50 things, but nothing really profound was moving forward from there. And when I started to do the time audit, my background's in design. Architecture by nature, what you're essentially doing is bringing a whole load of components together, and you're doing it in a way that creates harmony and creates an amazing space. Everything works really well. You are building a puzzle of pieces that have to fit together. Doing this exercise made me frame my time in a similar way. If you're a problem solver by nature and you're great at the design thing, right? Do the same with your time. Bring all of the components of your day together, and how can you best make it fit together? It's not all about volume. It's not about quantity always. It's about the quality of the time that's being spent. What tasks give you the biggest ROI? Okay, when is your energy the best throughout the day? Let's move those around so that you're doing that task at the best time that you can throughout the day. When are you ready to perform at your highest? Move those pieces around so that they fit well. And for me, really starting to be more strategic with the time was important. And what I actually found was that it carved out, you asked, you know, what did that mean for other areas of your life, well-being, relationships, etc. What I actually found was that it created a lot more space, and it created a lot more kind of white space within my day that I could say, do you know what? Maybe I'm going to go on a walk. Maybe I can spend longer in the gym, not always having to rush around, because I know from taking more control and command over my time that I have space in my day to dedicate to those high level tasks. It was less bitty. It was less, how much can I cram into the hour? It was, let's spend real intentional time on things that matter. And at the end of the day, you sit back with the same level of accomplishment. You sit back with that same feeling of, this was a really purposeful day. You sit back, or you go to bed at night with that same feeling of, I achieved today, but it's in a different way. It's in a much less overwhelming way.
The outcome of doing your 7-day time audit is that you get data, and that data can help you to drive decisions. DDD, as I like to call it. It sounds to me like this process started you on a path of, this is the data, this is what I want, and this is moving the needle and this isn't. And it comes back to efficiency and effectiveness. So efficiency is doing something really, really well. Effectiveness is doing the right thing. In business, especially, but also in your profession, you can get stuck in this rut of doing the thing you're really, really good at, but as you're saying, isn't the activity that's moving the needle, that's making the difference, that is your job, that's making the money, that's creating the life and the lifestyle. What I'm really hearing you say is the data has helped you to see, this is what I want more of, this is what I want less of, this is what's making the difference in my business, this is what's making the difference in my health, in my well-being. And I just love that. This is the entire reason why I wrote this book, and also why I made it 88 pages long. We don't want a whole ton of chit chat if we don't have time.
I think I read this in a Sunday afternoon. It was raining and I was sitting on my sofa in Richmond. We'd been on a dog walk. The dog's fast asleep in the corner, and I sat with a cup of tea on a Sunday afternoon and read this book and had a bit of a meeting with myself after, and put together an action plan for the time audit that started the next Monday. I think there's two tangible examples. I agree with everything that you said. There's two real examples that I brought into my business and my life. The first one was the social media piece. So I use Instagram for, I think, a sum total of 15 or so minutes a week. And that's to upload the content that I put out on Instagram, for example. Other than that, it's taken off my phone. It's not even an app on my iPhone anymore. We've got a couple of bits of content that go out on Instagram specifically, but it's not my main channel of social media. So what I do is I just remove it from my space. I remove the noise, I remove the distraction. It takes sometimes quite a lot of willpower to, you know, be using our phones as a tool rather than as an entertainment device. So I've streamlined my devices to correlate with that goal. I don't want my phone to be a Game Boy of sorts. I want it to be a tool, something that I can utilize. So social media was out. That was one for me. The second one for me is I have a good friend who I met for coffee a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned, he said, I know when I message you in the morning, I won't get a reply until, you know, 11:30 a.m. 12 onwards throughout the day. And he said, I sent it to you knowing full well that I wouldn't get a reply. He describes it as my monk mode that I have in the morning. Is I love silence in the early part of the day. It allows me to frame the day. It allows me to settle into the day. It allows me to take care of me first. And particularly as a coach, Abigail, you'll know the importance of this, is that if we're not practicing what we preach, we're not taking care of number one and filling up our cup. We can't be there the way we want to for others. And for me, part of that is morning silence. It's a non-negotiable. I've made it and designed my day and audited my time so that the morning is dedicated to certain practices that I like to have in place, and is also dedicated to movement. That's going out, getting sunlight on my face, going to the gym, or going for a run, something like that in the morning. And only when I come back and I get ready for the day, and it's simple things, but having a shower, putting clothes on rather than loungewear, putting your makeup on, hair. Only when that's done do I let the noise of the rest of the world in. And those would be the two things, I think, the removing the social media and structuring the morning time specifically, that's had the biggest profound impact for me.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Really, really insightful. Who would you say would benefit from doing a time audit the most?
Anyone. And I'm sorry if that's a bit of a cop-out answer, but I mean it. I really thought I had a handle on this. I really thought I was all of the things: efficient, effective, purposeful. I do think there is a key piece that we're just not being honest enough with where our time is going. I have conversations with women every single day. Caroline, I just don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to eat healthily. I don't have time to fit this into my busy life. I don't sleep well at night. You have time to do all of these things. What you're not doing is being honest with yourself about where that time is going. And I can say that as someone who thought they were being honest until they did this and realized, do you know what? If you're really, really clear, and it hurts sometimes, it can be quite hard to take. It can be quite difficult to acknowledge, do you know what? Maybe I'm not quite as productive as I thought. Maybe I'm not quite owning my time in exactly the way I could be. That can be quite difficult, particularly as a business owner. But when you do that, when you can be honest enough with yourself, I think you realize what else you can achieve. And particularly in the health space, we've never been unhealthier, societally more overweight, higher stress levels we see in society. We're not sleeping enough or getting enough good quality sleep. And what often happens is when life demands increase, we'll try and lengthen the working day. We start to put our health and well-being on the back burner, eating in front of the laptop, working late into the evening, compromising on sleep. Well, guess what? We don't have to. But what we have to do is take more control over the time that we do have and use it effectively.
What would you say to one of your clients who says to you, yeah, Caroline, I get it. I just don't have time.
Take nutrition, for example. It doesn't take any more time to make a good nutritional decision. You're standing in the supermarket choosing what to have for your evening meal. It doesn't take any more time to choose the whole food option, some greens, a protein source, than grabbing a reduced sandwich and a packet of crisps. There isn't any additional time taken in that decision. It's all about values. And when people say to me, I don't have time to exercise, I have clients with young children who will exercise with their little babies sitting next to them on a mat, and they'll get 15 minutes of movement potentially. Maybe they're holding their little ones while squatting with them in their arms. It's the act of doing the thing. It's the act of showing up for yourself. It's the act of saying, I'm going to move my body today, and doing that. It's finding ways to cleverly carve it into the day, whether you have a young child, whether you have meetings back to back. Maybe you take those meetings at a standing desk. Maybe you call one of your colleagues on a working walk, we call them. Can you schedule a meeting with someone where you can both walk at the same time and have the conversation as you move your bodies? It's about being smart with where that time is going. I say to my clients, and I laugh, I'm really irritating this way. I'll go above and beyond to find creative ways for you to get movement into your day, to make healthier choices. We've never lived in a world where convenience has been easier. You can access food prep services on your phone, but the difference is it takes no less time to click on the Domino's icon than it does on getting something healthy delivered. That's not the issue. It's about values. I don't strictly believe that there is such thing as you don't have time. It's generally a lack of education, creativity, or support too.
So it's less about not having time and more about not having a motivation or a real strong reason. And all these ways that you can show your client the pockets of time, which then become apparent from doing your 7-day time audit, you begin to realize I was spending it there, I was investing it here. And you look at what you get back, you reap what you sow.
Absolutely. And the thing about my spaces and well-being, the thing about positive well-being practices is they tend to have a quick knock-on ripple effect to the next. So think about it like a series of dominoes. You hit one and it has a knock-on effect. If you have a great night's sleep and you wake up the next day feeling energized and refreshed, you're going to choose the healthy option for breakfast. You might think, do you know what? I'm feeling quite good. I'm going to walk to work instead of taking the tube. Or, do you know what? I've booked that exercise class. I'm going to go. And when I'm there, I'm going to be able to work super, super hard because of that great sleep I had. Positive feedback loop. The same happens in reverse. However, we've all experienced this. Stress levels go up, sleep quality goes down. You're grabbing the croissant and the coffee as you run prep on your way to the office. You are, you know, skipping lunch because things are super, super busy and you're running on caffeine all day. Stress levels are really, really high. We make poor decisions. The same feedback loop happens in reverse. And how I explain it to my clients is instead of being overwhelmed by making all of these changes or carving out all of this time for all the things you want to do, why not start small? Why not start with that 15-minute window where we walk instead of get the tube? What about a 15-minute body weight workout outside? Get those endorphins going. The lunch option that you choose afterwards is then likely to be a healthier one. So it's not thinking about changing everything all in one go. It's about thinking about a series of steps and that domino effect of one positive change on the next, on the next, on the next. And I think we're talking about time here. That's a lot easier for people to wrap their head around rather than thinking, right, I'm going to have to carve out 4 exercise sessions of an hour every single week. That can be quite overwhelming to think about. But if we can bring it right back to, you know, a 10 or a 15 minute window in the day, you can carve out time for that. You can find that and, you know, start with your phone and start with your screen time would be what I would say. Get rid of Netflix. I hide my TV remote during the week. Don't watch TV during the week anymore because it's not something that was bringing me much value I brought from the time audit exercise.
These are so many top tips. Is there one more that you'd like to share as we wrap up our conversation here?
I think you need to be honest. I think you need to have a real sit down and think about what you want, what you're not doing enough of, some of the things that we think we're doing that we're not really following through with. I think people really need to be brutally honest with where they're putting their time and whether that is time well spent or whether you could put it in a better area, whether you could utilize it to a greater extent. But stop making excuses and start being way more honest about how you are spending your time. So it's ultimately how you're spending your life. And that might sound grandiose and, you know, OTT, but it's not. If your life is a culmination of how you're spending each day, then stop wasting the time throughout our days. And I know it's easy to make excuses. And I know it's easy to say we're all busy, but you do have time. It's whether you're willing to try and find it.
Wow. Thank you so much for everything that you've shared today. It's been beyond insightful. Where can we find you online? Where do you hang out?
Mostly on LinkedIn. So you can find me. It's Caroline Milne on LinkedIn. I do have Instagram. It's at coaching.withcaroline. And you can find me on the Health Hacks podcast every Tuesday.
Fantastic. We will leave all the links in the show notes for everybody to find out where to contact you. Thank you so much for your time today, Caroline. It's been amazing to hear what you have to share, your thoughts on time audits, your thoughts on time and how you work with your clients. It has been a time education well spent for all of us today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for writing this book.
You are so welcome. As I said at the top of this episode, one thing potentially you could do that I know other people around the world are doing is you could track your time for 7 days. That is an option. All the links for how to do it are below. And we would love to have you on the show to talk about what you discovered after doing your 7-day time audit. Drop us an email. Until next time, my friend, stay safe, stay well, and remember, it's your time. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to let me know by leaving a review so I can keep the good stuff coming. Come and say hi on Instagram at Success by Design Training, or visit my website, successbydesigntraining.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Just search Abigail Barnes. Until next time, don't forget, you are amazing and it's your time.